My name is Judy, and my sister Chris and I were two eldest daughters of Douglas and Ivy Ball, who ran the fish shop in Malden High Street.
My name's Christine, generally known as Chris, the middle daughter of Ivy and Douglas Ball. And we feel that the family history is quite interesting as we go back known four generations of the fish shop. James George Balls and Margaret Balls were publicans in the Rose and Crown. And in 1902, James died quite young. And his wife had been selling fish from the back of the pub for some time. In those days, women were not allowed to be licensees of a pub. And so she, Margaret Balls, bought 117 and 119 High Street, Malden, where with a bay-fronted window, she sold wet fish.
So, Chris, for people that are not familiar with Malden, where was the shop?
The shop is situated opposite the junction of Wants Road. The properties now are owned by Amy's Nails and Wolf & Co, a company that cater for dogs. And there's a baker's in Ballantyne's that was an optician's. Quite an interesting family history that it was 1904 when Margaret Ball bought 119, and it was then passed on to her son, which was James Ball, and then his son Douglas, who is Judy's and my father, started working for his father at 14. They worked together for some years. And it was Douglas, on the death of his father, that built up the business to what it was in those days. And his wife, our mum, Ivy, helped. Then fortunately, in 1978, Alan, our father's son-in-law, took on the business, and Judy helped with the running of everyday affairs.
And we'll come back to that, more detail about that in a minute, okay?
Just another interesting fact, that our grandmother Hetty Ball was sister to Albert Bunting, but that's another whole separate interview.
Of course. Okay, so you were both young belles when your dad was running the shop.
Yes.
Judy, what memories do you have of the shop? How were you involved? Did you help at all?
Yes, we were expected from about the age of 10 to alternate Saturdays in the shop for 10 shillings a Saturday morning, from memory.
I didn't get that much.
that's what I sort of remember. Maybe I had a rise because I remember buying stockings, because those days we wore stockings rather than tights. And I was buying stockings. So we must have been that bit older, because I remember buying stockings. And then during the school holidays, we were supposed to take it in turns. Dad had a round.
Oh, okay.
And we went from fairly early in the morning with bacon sandwiches. But I didn't really enjoy that. Chris did. She loved it. So I remember on the odd occasion we'd swap, and she'd do maybe two Tuesdays on the trot and I'd do two Saturdays.
And what were your duties in the shop?
Serving the customers.
Right.
I remember Dad saying to us, talk to the customers, very important, must talk to the customers, which has stayed with me all my working life, because I work for Barclays Bank, talking to the customers, and ended up back in the shop running it with Alan as Dad's health deteriorated.
Chris, did you enjoy working with your dad?
Oh yes, I did. I loved it. From the age of 9, I was encouraged to stand in the shop, and you just stood, and if a customer came, you'd run up the yard and say, Dad, you've got a customer. But then slowly you're taught that you can weigh up pieces, or you can start to serve the fish. And I remember Dad saying to me one morning, if you say good morning to the next customer that comes in, I'll give you a half a crown. Well, to me, that was a lot of money, but it took a lot of nerve to say good morning. Finally, I did, and I gained my confidence. As Judy said, I love going out on the fish round. It was always quite exciting, and I had my own money bag and my own float.
Did your dad have a van?
He did, right. Yes. My husband could probably tell you, I think it was a Ford that had big headlights on the front. I'll come into that in a minute. But we would start off in Heybridge and make our way to Great Totham, which was a big area to cover. When we got onto Stapless Heath, being only sort of 9 or 10, I'd sit with my legs wrapped round the headlights, and Dad would move very slowly round from house to house, which was just one of those things you did in those days. And then we'd move on to Wickham Bishops, and we'd get home about 7:20 in the evening. Quite a long day, varying customers would give you sweets, biscuits. They might have cooked sausage rolls. They'd give you a sausage roll or a drink.
Lemonade at the Mitre.
And did the customers ring up the day before without orders? How did it work?
Oh, no, the telephone wasn't as it is today. Dad would load the van up with an assortment of fish, quite a range, smoked and fresh. I'd be sent up to a house, knock on the door, ask what their needs were, run back and get what they wanted. Dad would write on the corner of the paper the cost, and then I dealt with the money.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I was allowed to total up what I'd taken.
Did some of the customers want to come up to the van to have a look?
Yes, yes, they did, because obviously you buy by your eye, you see, and you think, oh, I'd like some smoked fish, or you know, you're not always fully planned for what you want.
Yeah. And you had, I believe, favourite days?
Oh, I did, yes. I used to love Maundy Thursday, because that was always a very busy day where the queue would go out the shop and right down in front of the window. And there was always a nice buzz in the shop. And also Good Friday, obviously.
Yeah.
Dad was very respectful of Good Friday. And he'd always drop the blind when the religious party went up the high street.
Right.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm. In the shop, I think you said that your dad had, he did smoking of fish. He smoked fish?
Yes.
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 It was the old-fashioned wooden smoker, a wooden structure, and he used to light sawdust on the floor. And he'd have wooden sticks called speets, and the herrings were salted and then hung up to dry, and then he'd put the speet through the ears and hang them. And the cod and fresh haddock, again, he'd salt.
And colour. Some would be coloured.
Not the colour we get today, though.
No.
And they would be hung over these wooden poles, and they'd be hung up across and the smoke from the fire over a period of 24 hours, was it? It seemed to take forever when we were growing up, but the smell was lovely.
And this smokehouse was out the back?
It was, yes.
I have got a photo of it.
Right,
yes.
Right.
So
we used it up until almost the time that Alan and I retired. It was still in use. We had been told by one environmental health officer that it was unfit for, and as my husband said, nothing is going to live in this structure. It put you off smoking for life, because all the tar used to hang from the inside of the building.
Because the other fishmonger in the high street, Les Wright, I believe your dad and he had a good relationship.
They were good friends.
No rivalry.
No.
And they did a certain amount of smoking as well, didn't they?
I was under the impression that Dad did it for them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but I know Dad did supply them, particularly with bloaters, because on a Friday evening after school, I used to walk down Morden High Street, and I used to have to call in, see Les, tell him what he owed Dad, and he'd pay me, and I'd toddle off down the street and say, there you go, Dad, there's what they owe. Yeah.
There were other businesses around you, obviously other shops around your fish shop. Do you remember any of them?
Well, I do, because I lay in bed and I think about all the different ones. To the left was Ballantyne's, the optician, and then it was the jewellers.
Lenny White.
Lenny White, the jeweller, and then the candy shop. Opposite was Kathleen's Kitchen, and then going up the high street was Reeves, Nichols, the bicycle shop, and
the wool shop.
May and Brett, Len Cox, all the proprietors were all very friendly. They all got on well as a community. And if I missed Harry Pipes out, but if Harry could help Dad out with scales, if his went wrong or vice versa, everybody was there for each other in those days.
Community, proper community spirit.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And the lady in the wool shop?
She was Miss Carew. She ran a wool shop, and she was quite a quaint lady, very quietly spoken, but always willing to serve.
Part of the local community.
Exactly, yes.
And your dad was particularly friendly with... Oh,
Dad was friendly particularly with Harry and Pipe and Len Cox, because they were all Rotarians together. But Dad had great respect for Jack Reeves. They got on very well together.
Reeves, the hardware shop opposite. Yes. Nearly opposite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Judy, yes. You and Alan took over the business, didn't you?
Eventually, yes.
When your dad retired.
Yeah, well, Dad never really retired. As I said to you earlier, he tended to wander over and sit on a chair. He liked meeting the customers and I think kept an eye on us. I started when my son was about three. I started helping out. Dad was a strong Rotarian, as I think we possibly have mentioned. And Alan joined the club. And those days they met Tuesday lunchtimes.
Right.
So I started off going into the shop on the Tuesday so that Alan could go along to the Rotary meetings. And then slowly, as the children got more easy to handle, Mum said she wanted to step back a little bit because she'd always helped Dad in the shop. Would I do a little bit more? So I ended up doing Wednesday, Thursdays and Fridays in the shop, mornings, always at home when the children came out of school.
Yeah. Were you working on your own or did you have any assistants?
Well, there was Alan, myself and an aunt.
An aunt, yes.
Auntie Mary. Okay. She was there. She'd helped Dad out for some time. And we used to have the odd Saturday boy in the early days.
Yeah. Where did you get your fish from?
It all came down by road or by train in the early days. Lowestoft, Billingsgate, Grimsby.
Did you or your dad ever go to markets to choose fish?
No, we didn't. Dad, an abiding memory of Dad driving us down to Malden East Station. And there'd be Winkles. No, the Winkles he got locally, but there'd be fish come on the train. And it would go in the lift, and I remember riding on the lift. You wouldn't be allowed to do it now. And then he'd load it onto the van and bring it back.
Yeah.
But he did buy a little bit of local stuff.
Shrimps came from Tollesbury, and they were put on the
bus, on the Osborne's.
On the Osborne's bus, and Dad had run out, and he'd just give Dad the bag of shrimps and... Beautiful shrimps.
Les Wright did much the same.
Yes.
His box of whatever it was.
Yes. But latterly, Alan and I used to buy a lot through a company in Kent. Again, all done on the phone, but they knew the quality we wanted and they knew they'd be told about it. Salmon came from Scotland overnight.
And how long were you running the business?
Actually running it, I don't know. We were approached about 15 years ago. Somebody rung us up and said, are you thinking of retiring? I want to run my own fish shop. And we said, okay, come and see us. But he came up from Kent, not ideal. He insisted he wanted the business, and we did sell him the actual business. But that didn't work out. He sublet to another company from Ongerway, and they did very, very well for 4 or 5 years. But now, as Chris said, we decided that we needed to sell the property. Mm-hmm. It needed some work doing on it. And it was bought and is now all about the dog. And I gather they're doing really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, looking back over the years, fish is as popular to eat as it was in the past? Do enough people buy fresh fish?
I think the problem with fresh fish is you can't get good fish.
Yeah.
Right.
You need a fishmonger's that has the range of fish.
Yes.
And it has to be good, fresh.
Right.
Yeah. From the docks.
It's all about quality.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So, Judy, as you and Alan were business owners, you were able to join the Rotary, and I know you've been involved, heavily involved, for many years. Would you like to say a little bit about that?
Alan was invited to join about 42 years ago, and 6 months after that, I was invited to join Morden in a Wheel.
In a Wheel? What is In a Wheel?
They were, or still are, because they are still active, but not in Morden, wives of Rotarians. Back in the day, women in Rotary was a definite no-no, okay? And we both got involved in the whole movement through Rotary and In a Wheel. Alan was president. I was president of In a Wheel. Chris was a member of In a Wheel for many, many years as well and was president. And then about 6 years ago, our membership declined and nobody really wanted to take office. So the In a Wheel Club decided that we would fold. Four of us approached our husbands in the Rotary Club and said, look, you know, we want to continue to be involved. Can we transfer from In a Wheel to Rotary? And they said yes. I would like to think that we have improved I would say quality, I don't mean it like that, but I think meetings are a lot more light-hearted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Alan's been president four times. I've just started my third term of office as president, coupled with being secretary.
Mm.
We are, yes, very heavily involved. Alan is Father Christmas. Mm-hmm. We organise the Santa sleigh around the town every year. The club puts on firework display on the prom, and we hold a plant sale. And we try and support as many local charities as possible, using money raised by the events we hold in the town.
Yeah, brilliant. I know you've been incredibly generous to a lot of local charities, including Morden Society. So we thank you sincerely for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Chris, in more recent years, you've stayed in the fish business, as it were.
I've known John since we were 5 years old.
John,
really.
Your husband.
John Copsey, my husband. Since we were 5 years old, we started school together. We're the same age. And we went through secondary school the same time. I left school at 15 and a half and worked in a bank. And John stayed on, took his exams, and that's another history but for another business. But I couldn't support my parents' business and John's business because I couldn't have loyalties in two camps. And being
and John's business was
fish and chips. Eventually, John and I did build a restaurant. And we ran a successful restaurant in Heybridge.
I was going to say that was in Heybridge, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. But that is a different business altogether.
Subject for another
time, yes.
Yes, yes. And you've retired from that?
We have, yes, yeah. Yes. Mm. Sadly, my husband's poor health.
Right, right. Okay, now I'm going to change the subject completely away from fish. Your parents, I believe, started or organised dancing classes.
Mm, they did, yes. It was in the late 50s. Dad really was the instigator of setting up the Morden Old Time Dance Club, which was held in the old parish hall in the High Street. Mm. That was very successful for many, many years. And his three daughters, Judy, myself and our younger sister Elaine, we all went along and supported with Mum, and our Nana used to make the coffee at half time.
So had your parents always been enjoyed dancing?
Yes. Oh. From the war years mm. onwards. Mm. Yes, so that has now sadly folded. Dad was very involved with the Malden Town Football Club, where Jack Reeve and Dad became trustees for the club. And as girls, Judy and I'd go down alternate Saturdays and sell the programmes on the what is now Wallace Binder Close, where the old playing ground was.
Oh, okay.
The old there, wooden hut full of spiders' webs and spiders.
And all built over now.
All built over now,
yes.
Yeah.
So you were busy young ladies.
Oh, yes. Didn't sit around.
Yes. And what about your dad's involvement with the church?
He was a sidesman.
Right, at All Saints.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Our maternal grandparents were very involved in All Saints, and as young children, we'd spend a Saturday night at Nana and Grandpop's and go catch them. I think maybe it was a lot tied up with catching the bus.
It was with me.
Grandpop was a sidesman, and he passed away when I was about 10 and a half. I don't remember Dad particularly going to church on a regular basis until after that. But Mum and Dad did get involved in the church, and Dad did become a sidesman.
Right. Very heavily committed in the meetings.
Right. Yes.
The PCC.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, we were all involved, weren't we? We went through Sunday school, ended up teaching. Mm. When I married, I moved away for 6 years, and when I came back, I went back to teaching Sunday school. Mm. I sung in the choir. I attempted to ring the bells, but they frightened me.
Something I didn't ask you earlier. Did you as a family live above the shop?
No. Well, we were born at 1D Wants Road, opposite the Salvation Army.
Okay, yeah.
Church. And then, again, when I was 11, Mum and Dad bought 2 Wants Road.
From Jack Reeve.
From Jack Reeve, yes. And I remember I was working on this Saturday morning in the shop, and Dad and I watched all our belongings walk across the road from 1D to number 2.
So number 2 was your family home?
That's where we married from, yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes, we all married from there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Let's go back a little bit, Chris. We've just been talking about church. So I believe one Sunday afternoon you had a bit of an adventure, was it?
Oh, we certainly did. Customers were extremely friendly towards Dad and obviously the family. And one Sunday afternoon we were invited to a Mrs. Hudson who lived up in Wickham Bishops, and she allowed us all to go for a cup of tea, and then she took us into this huge house that I can't remember where it is, up into her Belvedere room, and we could see right across the whole of the area. And as a child, that was quite amazing to do something like that.
So can you explain, for those who don't know, what a Belvedere is?
It's a room in a roof with a square glass top, and you can see 360 degrees all round the area. Mm. It was quite something, and very privileged to be allowed to do that.
Mm. And the whole family, you all went?
As I remember, yes. Yeah. Yes, and we had to behave correctly this cup of tea. Yes. But the excitement was to go up these stairs right up into this house.
Yes. And you remember as children being pretty impressed by that?
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes.
Mm. Yes. Very exciting. Any other stories you've got or anecdotes about any of your delivery visits?
Oh, there was another house in Wickham Bishops that I always said to Dad, can I go round to that house, Dad? Because the lady would leave a tin bread bin outside the back door and her order would be in it. But what I love to see is they had a sun house that could be turned on a turntable. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, as a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old girl, how amazing to see something like that in somebody's garden. Mm. And it wouldn't always be in the same position, so it obviously was used.
I bet you were longing to turn it.
I was. I wanted to go in it, yes. And I know that house now when we go by, yes. Really? Yes, just after the crossroads.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, both of you. Fascinating stories.
Oh, thank you.